WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more stoic swagger. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, building resilience through mindfulness and meditation. Ever feel like you're just constantly battling the waves of stress and emotions? You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball and you're left spinning, wondering how to keep your head above water? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We all experience those moments, but the secret sauce is learning to weather the storm with grace and strength. Think of resilience like this. It's your inner superhero cape that protects you from getting swept away by life's craziness. And mindfulness and meditation are the ultimate training ground for building that cape. Here are five key takeaways to supercharge your resilience. First, remember that awareness is everything. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind. It's about paying attention to what's happening in the present moment, your thoughts, feelings, even those pesky physical sensations. It's like having a mental GPS that guides you through the ups and downs without getting lost. Ever feel like your emotions are running wild? Mindfulness helps you observe them without judgment, like watching clouds drift by. You acknowledge their presence, but you don't get caught up in the drama. Second, meditation isn't just for monks on mountaintops. It's a practical tool you can use anywhere, anytime. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, feeling that familiar frustration rising. Instead of getting sucked into road rage, take a few deep breaths, focus on your breath, and let those anxious thoughts drift away like leaves on a stream. Third, resilience isn't about ignoring the tough stuff. It's about facing it head-on with a calmer, clearer mind. When challenges arise, mindfulness helps you respond instead of reacting impulsively. Think of it like this. Imagine two people face a sudden obstacle. One person panics, lashes out, and makes things worse. The other person takes a moment to breathe, assess the situation calmly, and finds a constructive solution. Fourth, practice self-compassion. We all mess up, make mistakes, and have those days when we feel like falling apart. Mindfulness reminds us to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a dear friend. It's about acknowledging our imperfections without judgment and moving forward with grace. And finally, remember that resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, fall, and need to pick yourself back up. That's totally normal. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep cultivating that inner strength. You've got this. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and those pesky doubts are creeping in. But wait, you're not just standing there frozen like a deer in headlights. You remember what we talked about today. Mindfulness. So, you take a few deep breaths, focusing on the rhythm of your inhale and exhale. You visualize yourself delivering the presentation confidently and engaging the audience. You remind yourself that preparation is key, and you've got this. And guess what? By incorporating those mindful techniques, you navigate the situation with more calmness and composure, delivering a stellar presentation. Remember, building resilience isn't about becoming invincible. It's about learning to navigate life's challenges with greater strength, clarity, and compassion. You've got the power within you to cultivate that inner resilience, and I'm here to guide you every step of the way. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing mindfulness today. Take a few moments to breathe deeply, observe your thoughts without judgment, and cultivate that inner strength. Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of stoic wisdom, leave a review if it resonated with you, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, folks, and together, we'll conquer anything life throws our way. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.